StormLakeRadio.com, and also for halftime of East Sac County football, Ryan Thompson getting together with East Sac volleyball coach Dave Wagge. And Dave, a 19-4 record as we're visiting here on Friday morning, September 23rd, still ranked number 12 in Class 3A, so got to be feeling pretty good about how the season's unfolding.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with it. 19-4 could be a lot worse. The girls have worked real hard in the preseason and during the early season and have been putting in the time and working hard together, and things starting to fall, come together real well.
Sounds like the consistency this year is something you like best about this team.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the years you have a team that's up and down and up and down, but they're up when they play maybe a tough team and kind of give a little bit of way when they're playing a not-so-tough team. But this group has been real consistent, a pretty high level of play every match in and match out, which makes us tough against the tough teams and roll over the ones that aren't quite so strong. But the consistency has been really helpful for us.
Last night you were on your home floor taking on Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire and cruised to a convincing three-game sweep and especially took care of them in that third game. What else can you tell us about last night?
Well, last night we controlled the ball pretty well. We passed the ball real well. If we get the pass, we're ready to roll. We pass the ball well. We always get a good set then if we have a good pass. And we usually finish off with a good hit. We were able to hit a lot, which was good, rather than being hit at. But, our defense was pretty strong last night, and our offense was pretty strong last night. And put together, we had a good match.
Dave, let's hear about some of the players on this year's squad, beginning with the seniors.
Okay, seniors, we had the ones that do a lot of playing would be Morgan Grosley. She's our setter. She was a first-team all-conference last year. Courtney Payson is one of our outside hitters. She's not very tall, but she jumps really good, and she got a deceptive hit. I mean, she hit the ball pretty well, considering how short she is. Our other outside hitter, who would be a sophomore, Kaylee Odendahl, she hits the ball real well. She plays a front row for us, and then we bring in a defensive specialist, a senior, Teresa Brigato. She plays the back row for Kaylee. We have a Brianna O'Neill, who is one of our middle blockers. She was first-team all-conference last year, and also third team class 3A all district last year, so we're happy to have her back. In addition, we have a senior, Drew Gullett, who's also a setter. She plays opposite Morgan, our 5-1 setter, and she plays the front row as a junior. And Maddie Fredrickson is a junior, and she plays the back row in that position, so that helps out there. Our other middle blocker is Hannah Schmidt, who's a junior, and she does a very nice job for us. She's come long ways this a season. Rounding that off with a senior libero, Krista Seinkamp, who does a very nice job back there for us, digging the ball for various players depending on who we need and what night. So those are the ones who make most of the plan. The other ones are kind of looking for spot time and to prove themselves would be like our left, junior Taylor Wessels, junior Maggie Pudence, and sophomore Wiley Kraft. Our middles on standby would be junior Maddie Bruning. Our rights ready to go are senior Jamie Zimmerman and junior Alyssa Ricky. Our defense specialists are junior Maggie Sturm and sophomore Maggie Veit. So we got some good kids out on the court and some good kids coming up.
Coach, all four of your losses this year have come in Saturday tournaments, losing twice to number one Carol Kemper and started the year in Harlan, which was a real noteworthy day for you, as I know that's a great way to get geared up for the season as you knocked off the host team as part of that.
Yeah, we had a good tournament, I would say, anyhow, even though we got beat a couple times. We went to the Harlan tournament and played some big dogs. Harlan, we was the first match of the year, and we beat them. And we were kind of so ecstatic about that. We were pretty happy about that. They were kind of a powerhouse year in and year out. Mm. After that, we went and played. We played Underwood in the same tournament, and they were rated in 1A, and we beat them 2-0. Then we got beat by Indianola. They were number 5 at the time and were in class 5A. We got beat 1-2 by them, or 2-1. Then we beat Logan Magnolia, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and finally played Harlan again in the last round of last pool, and they beat us 2-0 that time. We were happy with that, and as you said, the other two losses came from Kemper, both the same tournament. Then the second time we played, we got a little closer. We got Oh, we did. Got beat. Like 16-14.
Mm.
Yeah, 16-14 in game three. So we gave it our all. We hit on as much as we could and dug as much as we could, but just wasn't quite enough. But we played a pretty good level ball then.
Visiting with East Sac volleyball coach Dave Waggy. And coach, you're perfect in conference play thus far and have only lost one set in those conference matches, and that was a September 1st four-game win over PAC-LM. And that night I saw the first two games were especially phenomenal, and Brianna O'Neill had 30 kills as part of that match, which is tied for the third most in any match in the state this year. Quite an achievement.
Yeah, it was like a hitting frenzy. They'd hit us, we'd hit them, and if one team didn't hit, though, it would hit even harder. But it was a very good match. It could have gone either way. We played very well, and I would have been proud to win or lose that one, I guess. So I'm glad we won, but we played a very good high level of the ball, and so did PAC-LM, and we came out on top.
We talked about the consistency, kills. You're in the upper echelon in the state. What else are you especially pleased with team-wise that the team is showing this year?
Well, I'd say team-wise, we're doing pretty good in the digs. We kind of have always been known for our defense, I guess. But this year we got some offense to add to it. But digs is a good area for us. We serve receive pretty well. We can always use practice on that, and you can always do better. But I tell the girls, if you don't let the ball hit the floor on your side, you can't lose. So they kind of take that heart and take pride in keeping the ball off the floor. I would say the serve-receive and digs are pretty tough. Serving, we don't serve quite as tough as we have in years past, but this group is probably on track to have a school record with best high, or the highest serving percentage. Mm-hmm. So we don't miss a lot of serves. They may not come with a lot of heat, but we don't miss a lot, and that helps out too.
Home next week, Tuesday, September 27th, against Southeast Valley, and then Sioux Central will be in Lakeview on Thursday of next week, and still much to play for in the regular season, Dave, as trying to get the outright conference title. You still have to go to South Central Calhoun, and they're looking to at least get a share of the Twin Lakes, and same can be said for PAC-LM, too.
Yeah. Southern Cal always plays tough at home, and they always play tough against us, so we're going to play really tough if we go to their house to play this year. But first we got to get through Southeast Valley and Sioux Central, who have decent records, and they have decent ball clubs too, so we can't overlook them on our way to Southern Cal. But we're sitting pretty good, as long as we take care of business and keep playing at a good level of play. But right now, it's still anybody's game. It could be Southern Cal, PAC-LM, or us right now yet.
East Sac volleyball coach Dave Waggy joining us. Dave, thanks a lot. Good to hear from you, and all the best as you go forward.
Thank you.